Well, congratulations, we made it. Today is the big day, total consecration to Jesus through Mary, and I'm really happy that you are with me. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'll tell you what, we have been traveling this road for 33 days now. Today is the day, it's the celebration of Our Lady of the Rosary, and we will make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. On this day, I'm going to read through the consecration prayer. You may have already made your total consecration, but in any event, welcome to the show. Let's do it. We're going to do it together, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. I want to tell you that, I am back from Denver. Had a great time at the Catholic Leadership Conference, so I am back with you today. We will tomorrow on the program, we're going to do a special program tomorrow, to talk a little bit more about, well, what do we do now, now that we consecrated ourselves to Jesus through Mary? How do we live this consecration? I'll address that a little bit on the program today, but I wanted a little more time tomorrow to focus on the show. On the total consecration, because I think that's the question that so many people have once they make their total consecrations. Well, what do we do now? Do I have to do something every day? And we'll address that. But I think the best thing to do is to read the consecration prayer together. And as a reminder, it is on my website, followingthetruth.com. If you look on the blog, you'll see it there. And if you are on my email mailing list, you'll also get it there. But you know what? I just want to talk to you for a couple of minutes. This has been an incredibly long journey. I am so blessed to be able to lead you through this process, either if you're making your total consecration for the first time or if you're renewing it. I want you to know that this is something really special, and you might not feel anything today. You might not feel anything for the near future. But what you have to remember is you don't have to feel something in order for this to be effective. This consecration is an act of the will. It's a decision. You're making this decision. You are turning your life over to the Blessed Mother with the intention of having her turn you into a saint. She is not going to take you away from Jesus. And you know what? We can sugarcoat this. I can sugarcoat this all I want. But I got to tell you the truth, and I did get at least one email saying that the St. Louis de Montfort consecration prayer is a little bit too intense. Can I use Father Gately's prayer instead? Yeah, you can, but I want you to know this, and here's what I'm extremely passionate about this. I want to make this as easy for you as possible, but I also want to give it to you straight. I want to let you know this is St. Louis de Montfort's. He popularized this devotion. So I thought it's a good idea to use his consecration prayer. And if you don't like something in it, rather than just pretend it's not there, I really want you to understand, this is giving your life and the benefits, the fruits of all your spiritual, your good deeds, your prayers, your good works, you're giving them all to Mary. And I'm not going to lie to you. This is a radical devotion. So, yeah, you can use the other prayers. And again, Father Gately, good man, he really gets this. He makes it easy, and he does that intentionally, and I see what he's doing, and I'm not sure, I can't say I disagree with it, because he sees the power of the Blessed Mother, and he wants as many people as possible to consecrate their lives to Jesus through Mary, and I agree with that. But at the same time, the way I'm doing this, I want to let you know, and he does too, but We might differ a little bit. I want to go back to St. Louis. St. Louis popularized this devotion. St. Louis is a saint. I'm gonna go to him and give you his prayer. And if you don't like the words, I suggest you really meditate upon it, because whether you use a simplified version of the prayer or not, you're still giving everything to Mary. So you might as well know what you're doing, right? Doesn't that make sense? So understand that. Yeah, this is radical, but look, if you don't like it, you can take it back. So, again, I recommend you go with St. Louis de Montfort's prayer. I'm going to say that. That's what I believe. I want to stay faithful to him. And I recommend you do that prayer. And if you don't like the words, I suggest you meditate a little bit on that. And you really ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Because we've been asking the Holy Spirit to help us with this process from the very beginning. And I suggest you continue to ask the Holy Spirit for his guidance, to bring you along, to give you the courage to be able to make this bold step. And again, it is a bold step. Now, you can take it back if you don't like it, But you know, that's really what faith is. Faith is really stepping out and trusting. And that's why we went through 33 days of preparation for this total consecration, so that we would know what we're doing, so that we don't blindly make this total consecration. So, you know, if it upsets you a little bit, if it makes you a little uncomfortable, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing sometimes to be a little uncomfortable when it comes to devotion to the Blessed Mother, when it comes to getting closer to Jesus. Sometimes you have to be a little uncomfortable because that's how we grow. That's how we grow in faith. That's how we get stretched a little bit. And I think we all need to be stretched, because it's very easy for us, I mean, if we don't allow ourselves to be stretched, it's very easy for us to become complacent and to not want to be challenged, you know? And I don't really think that's healthy for any of us, and that's certainly not the reason why I do the show. I'm here to stretch you a little bit. I'm here to introduce you to Jesus and get you to know him better, but I want to stretch you a little bit. I want to challenge you. And together, I think we can progress to an even better place. We don't want to stagnate. We don't want our faith to just stay where it is. No, we want to get closer every day. So that's my belief. I recommend strongly you pray the prayer of St. Louis de Montfort. And if you feel you can't, do something. Do the other one. Then do Father Gately's prayer. I mean, technically you could make up your own words, but I think we all need to be guided a little bit by a saint here, and I think he knows what he's doing. I went into a lot of detail yesterday about this prayer, and I hope that eased some of your fears or apprehension. In no way are we trying to move away from Jesus. We are trying to move toward Jesus. This is a way to ask for help so that we can better live out our baptismal promises, which we've done a pretty poor job in living out up till now. Well, that's what today's all about. So listen, I'm not going to desert you. If you need anything, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. My schedule has been a little hectic with the travel and with the new radio show starting on Monday morning. So I apologize for my lack of response to your emails. I'm going to try to catch up on them over the weekend. But please understand, I am praying for you. And if I don't get back as quickly as you would like, understand that I am just extremely busy at the moment here. But I'm excited. I'm really proud of you. Thank you for going through this journey with me. It's really special. And look, I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to miss you. So here's what you need to do if you could. I'm going to be on the air on Monday, and this show will continue Monday through Friday. As long as I can still do it, I'm going to do the show. And I would love to have you join me. We are going to start looking at the daily Mass readings each day. Now, just as a reminder, on Monday morning, I'm going to start a new show in Philadelphia on Holy Spirit Radio. It's going to be called Spirit in the Morning. I would love to have you as a listener to the show. HolySpiritRadio.org is going to stream the show live, or you can catch it on TuneIn Radio. It's going to be an hour each day, lots of inspiration, music. All the things that I love doing is going to be in this show. The goal is to help you grow closer to Christ. Now, we will read the gospel every day, but I like to go a little bit more deeply into the readings. So that's why this program, the Gary Zimek Show, will now feature the daily Mass readings, the first reading, the responsorial psalm, the gospel, and we'll have more time to really explore these readings. So I'd love to have you as a regular listener, both of the morning show and of this show. And so, you know, this is always hard for me because you and I become really close when we do this total consecration. And I pick up a lot of new listeners this way, and I hope you will continue to listen to the program. You know the deal. There's always a place at my table for you, right? We're going to sit over a cup of coffee, a drink, whatever we got, and share the good news of Jesus Christ. And together, try to continue walking the road which will lead to eternal life in heaven. That's what the show's all about. One final note about the Spirit in the Morning show. On Monday, I'm going to have a very special guest. I'll give you a hint. And this is so cool because when I was out at Denver, I was participating in this Catholic Leadership Conference, hanging out with some really, really heavy hitters in the Catholic community. And somebody, she's a good friend of mine, was gracious enough to say, hey, I want to be a part of your first show. So I'm excited that my very first guest is somebody that you all know, without a doubt. I'll give you a hint. Her initials are TT, and she hosts a program on EWTN Radio every day. So I think you know who I'm talking about. She's going to be on with me on Monday, so I hope you'll be able to tune in. All right, well, we've got a total consecration to get to today. And I can't tell you how happy I am for you. Go out and do something. Celebrate your total consecration today, because today is a very, very special day, whether you're making it for the first time or renewing it. It's an incredibly special day. And I guarantee you, you might not even see it, but I guarantee you that Mary is going to be doing incredible things in your life. So with that in mind, let's go through the total consecration prayer. And of course, when we get to the point where we have to say, I, whatever your name is, an unfaithful sinner, I'll just pause. You say your name. Okay, does that sound good? All right, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal and incarnate wisdom, most lovable and adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only Son of the Eternal Father, and of Mary, always virgin, I adore you profoundly, dwelling in the splendor of your Father from all eternity, and in the virginal womb of Mary, your most worthy mother, at the time of your incarnation. I thank you for having emptied yourself in assuming the condition of a slave to set me free from the cruel slavery of the evil one. I praise and glorify you for having willingly chosen to obey Mary, your holy mother, in all things, so that through her I may be your faithful slave of love. But I must confess that I have not kept the vows and promises which I made to you so solemnly at my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations, and I do not deserve to be called your child or even your slave. Since I cannot lay claim to anything except what merits your rejection and displeasure, I dare no longer approach the holiness of your majesty on my own. That is why I turn to the intercession and the mercy of your Holy Mother, whom you yourself have given me to mediate with you. Through her, I hope to obtain from you contrition and pardon for my sins, and that wisdom whom I desire to dwell in me always. I turn to you then, Mary Immaculate, living tabernacle of God, in whom eternal wisdom willed to receive the adoration of both men and angels. I greet you as Queen of heaven and earth, for all that is under God has been made subject to your sovereignty. I call upon you, the unfailing refuge of sinners, confident in your mercy that has never forsaken anyone. Grant my desire for divine wisdom, and in support of my petition, accept the promises and the offering of myself, which I now make conscious of my unworthiness. I, an unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today, through you, my baptismal promises. I renounce forever Satan, his empty promises, and his evil designs. And I give myself completely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him for the rest of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have been till now. This day, with the whole court of heaven as witness, I choose you, Mary, as my mother and queen. I surrender and consecrate myself to you, body and soul, as your slave, with all that I possess, both spiritual and material, even including the value of all my good actions, past, present, and to come. I give you the full right to dispose of me and all that belongs to me without any reservations, in whatever way you please, for the greater glory of God in time and throughout eternity. Accept, gracious Virgin, this little offering of my slavery, to honor and imitate the obedience which eternal wisdom willingly chose to have towards you, his mother. I wish to acknowledge the authority which both of you have over this pitiful sinner. By it, I wish also to thank God for the privileges bestowed on you by the Blessed Trinity. I declare that for the future, I will try to honor and obey you in all things as your true slave of love. O admirable mother, present me to your dear son as his slave, now and for always, so that he who redeemed me through you will now receive me through you. Mother of mercy, grant me the favor of obtaining the true wisdom of God, and so make me one of those whom you love, teach, and guide, whom you nourish and protect as your children and slaves. Virgin most faithful, make me in everything so committed a disciple, imitator, and slave of Jesus, your Son incarnate wisdom, that I may become through your intercession an example fully mature with the fullness with Jesus, which Jesus possessed on earth, and with the fullness of his glory in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, so there you go. That's it. The prayer of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. This is a very incredible day. I mean, when I get to do this, and this is the sixth year we've done it on the program, we've used a variety of different approaches. I really liked the way we did it this year, and I, judging by your comments, I think you have too. And listen, if you have any comments, you want to send them to me, please do so at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I want this to be, it's very difficult to do something like this. When you do a devotion like this, what happens is you deal with people at all different levels of spirituality. Some people are very much advanced. Some people are very much at the beginning stages of their relationship with the Lord. Some people don't understand the Blessed Mother's role. And some people are afraid of the Blessed Mother. Some people are very advanced. They love the Blessed Mother. And, you know, it's really difficult to do something like this and please everybody. So that's why I try my best to reach out to people at all different stages. But you're going to run into situations where some people think you're not doing enough prayers. Some people think you need to do more prayers. Some people think you're being too tough. Some people think you're being too lax. It's challenging. It's challenging, but that's why I depended on the Holy Spirit to lead me through this. And I who am I to criticize the Holy Spirit? I think he did a great job, and I think that we got through it. If you're listening to this program, you made it through. So that's great. Congratulations. Now, tomorrow, and I'm not sure when the program will air. I'm going to try it. I get a lot going on this weekend, but I'm going to try to get it loaded up as quickly as possible. I might even record it tonight. I'm not sure. But essentially, we're going to go through, look at some of the advice from these different books that I've been using on how do we live out this consecration. But while I have a few minutes here, let me just chat about this with you. Really, once you make this decision and you say, okay, Blessed Mother, here you go. You got me. Just lead me to Jesus. Make me a saint. That really is all you have to do, strictly speaking. You don't have to keep reminding her of it each day. You went through the 33-day preparation. You understood what it was all about. At least you understood it. There's a good chance you understood it as extensively as you possibly can. We're never going to fully understand it, but you're definitely prepared to make the decision. Once you make the decision, you don't have to keep nudging her every day and say, come on, Mom, let's go. You know, hope you're working today. You got to trust her. I mean, that's what this is all about. This is all about trust. That's, I think, one of the most challenging aspects of faith for any of us. I mean, with the gift of faith, we have the capacity to believe that what God has revealed to us is true. That's the gift of faith. That's what you receive when you're baptized. So you get that gift. Now, you have to use that gift. Faith can lay dormant inside of you for years. And for many of us, we know what it's like to really not exercise our faith. In order to use that faith, you've got to take a step out and say, okay, I know I can believe what you have revealed is true, but I do believe it. And furthermore, I'm going to trust you, Lord, to come through in my life. And really, that's what faith is all about. Faith in the Blessed Mother, remember, she's not divine, she's not God, she is a creature, but she's a very special creature. Faith in the Blessed Mother is really saying, all right, I'm going to trust you, Mom, to lead me. But as we've discussed over the past 33 days, faith in the Blessed Mother is really faith in Jesus. Because we're really saying, all right, Lord, you gave me your mother. On Calvary, you gave me your mother to be my spiritual mother. So I'm going to trust you on this. So believing in the Blessed Mother and turning control of your life over to her so that she can lead you to Jesus, really that is an act of faith in the Lord. We don't always think of it that way. We're really placing our faith in the Lord. We're imitating him. He loved his mother. He submitted to her authority throughout his life. That's what we're doing. We're placing our faith in Jesus and imitating him through this total consecration. On the other hand, even though strictly speaking, you don't have to do something every day, now that you made your total consecration, something should change. It's like if you have an earthly mother who is still alive, you don't have to call her every day. But if you want to have a good relationship with her, it's a good idea to check in with her on a regular basis. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing it is with the Blessed Mother. You want to have an ongoing relationship with her. Now, it's recommended that you pray a rosary every day. I would strongly recommend you do that. And it could be overwhelming, especially if you're not used to doing it. So maybe if that seems overwhelming to you, start slowly. Try one decade of the rosary each day. But again, I like to challenge you, but I don't want to scare you off. I want you to communicate with Mary. And if you're not used to communicating with her at all, maybe start slow. And if a decade of the rosary is too challenging for you, maybe three Hail Marys. Maybe one very well said Hail Mary. And just get used to conversing with her in addition to the formal prayer. Because what you don't want to do is start rattling off these formal prayers such as the Hail Mary and not even think about what they mean, or not even start with a, hi Mom, how you doing? Because she's real. She's your mother. And you want to treat her as if she's real. That's the problem we get into so many times. We get caught up in the formality of our faith, which is not a bad thing. But if we forget the personal aspect, that Jesus is a real person, that the Blessed Mother is a real person, that the Holy Spirit is a real person, that your Heavenly Father is a real person, you know, if we lose sight of this, then we can easily just, our faith can turn into a series of chores or boxes that have to be checked. So we don't want to go there. We want to make sure that this is a real relationship with the Trinity, with the Blessed Mother as well. And we want to continue to work on that relationship. So that's all I really have to say now. But again, tomorrow I'm going to share some of the advice from people such as Father Michael Gately, Father Hugh Gillespie, and I'll see if I can pull out some of the other books too to give you an idea of what they say. It's also technically recommended that you wear some sort of a symbol reminding you of your relationship with the Blessed Mother. I think Father Gately says maybe a miraculous medal. The traditional St. Louis de Montfort thing is a chain, such as a chain around your wrist. There's a really cool one offered by the Montfortian priest. The problem is I've had two of them. They're not overly expensive. I think they're sterling silver. They're maybe about $25 or so. They have the Totus Tuus Totally Yours slogan on them. I'll get you the website tomorrow. I've had two of them. They've both broken. So I don't have one at the moment. I wear a Miraculous medal. I wear a scapular. It's a good idea to have some sort of a connection, a physical connection with the Blessed Mother. It helps you to remember that you do have a special relationship with her. So I would recommend that you I would recommend that you have something like that. And as a reminder of your relationship with the Blessed Mother. So again, keep that in mind. It's all about making it real, making this relationship real. That's what we want to think about. That it is a real relationship, and you don't want to just let it turn into, well, I'll say these prayers each day and forget all about the fact that, hey, you know, the Blessed Mother's real, she's my friend, she's my mom, and I want to stay in touch with her. That's the kind of thing you want to think about every day as you go forward with the total consecration. And as I said, if you have questions, please, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. As I wrap up the show, we just have a couple more minutes here. I want to thank you for your financial donations. And please, if you would consider, if you got something out of this, the donations were off this year. I typically really depend on total consecrations. We had more people, but less donations. So if you could consider it, if you're able to support my work financially, it's very much needed. You know, we technically go month to month around here, and I really depend on your support. I don't want to drive the point into the ground, but I really do need the additional help. So don't think that somebody else is going to do it, because that somebody hasn't done it this time. So if you're able to contribute financially to my work so that I can continue this full-time apostolate, I would greatly appreciate it. What you can do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you can either make a one-time donation or become a monthly donor. And I would really ask you, if at all possible, to consider becoming a monthly donor, because we definitely need some new monthly donors. So I thank you in advance for that. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your words of encouragement, because it really does mean a lot to me. It really does mean a lot to me, and you're very special to me. And I'm excited to do this. Again, it's the sixth year in a row that I've led you through it, people through it, and it's a great privilege. And it never gets old. It really doesn't, because I really know what Mary's going to do in your life. But if you have questions, as always, gary@followingthetruth.com. Stay tuned for the Saturday program as we go into this in a little bit more detail. And I'm just very excited for you. I'm very excited for you. And also, don't panic. I'll say it again. Don't panic if you don't feel anything. Quite often, you don't feel anything when you make your total consecration. Quite often, you don't feel anything when you pray. I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Don't base your spiritual life on how you feel, because I guarantee you're going to get into big trouble. I just heard a priest saying these words in a homily, and it was very comforting. He said, sometimes when you even spend time before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, you don't feel anything. It's okay. It's okay to not feel anything. But what's not okay is to stop praying because you don't feel anything. That's really a big mistake. So let's be very careful that we don't do that. Sound good? Again, if you have questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I hope you enjoy this day, because it's a very special day. Again, go out, celebrate, do something. Treat yourself to a special dessert or do something to celebrate the day of your total consecration. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy the weekend. And remember that I'll be back with a program tomorrow, a special program to wrap up what we have done for the past 33 days. God bless you. Congratulations. And we'll talk to you soon.